Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the ever-evolving media landscape these days, ethical issues have come to the forefront, and we just learned that September is observed as Ethics Month by the Public Relations Society of America. So, we thought now would be a good time to take a look at this issue. Reba Campbell is president of the South Carolina chapter of the PRSA in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Reba, welcome.
Always nice to be here, Mike.
Yeah, usually you're here, we're talking about municipal association stuff.
Absolutely. Today I'm wearing another hat.
So tell us about the PRSA.
Well, the South Carolina chapter of PRSA is about 200 strong of communications professionals spanning every industry sector you can imagine in South Carolina. Nationally, the membership is well over 30,000 in all 50 states and internationally. Our state chapter offers monthly professional development sessions around the state, online training presence, an annual awards program, and lots of other professional development opportunities.
Well, let's just dive right into some of these ethical issues that seem to be showing up in the media landscape these days. Mm-hmm. And probably the first one kind of jumps right out is honesty.
Honesty. Well, National PRSA has a code of ethics that if you join the organization, you agree to adhere to this code of ethics. And honesty is the first one on the list. To me, that means even as we advocate for our clients and our organizations, we don't fudge numbers. We don't tell little white lies, and we fess up if we or our clients mess up. It means we don't ever misrepresent ourselves or our clients. In my day job organization, we always say that we want to be honest brokers of accurate information, and I think that's a good summary of what this means also in the PRSA Code of Ethics.
Can you share with us some real-life situations where this issue of honesty, dishonesty has happened that maybe these people didn't realize it? They considered themselves ethical?
Sure. It's pretty easy to fall into some situations if we're not careful. You know, often there's the issue of speak truth to power. You may be in a position where your client or the leader of your organization is asking you to fudge a number or do something that you don't think is absolutely accurate or correct. From something as simple as a small lie of omission that may result in a misleading conclusion to deceiving the public, something like false shows of support for an issue by people posing as volunteers for a cause. Let's say your organization's been planning for weeks to make a big announcement. Everything's been very hush-hush, and you get a call from a reporter who wants to know what's going on, and you know that you don't want to let the cat out of the bag. The reporter's rumor isn't accurate. What do you do? You have to go through a whole series of questions. Do you talk to the reporter? Do you deny the story? Do you get your organization's leadership to get out in front of it? There are all sorts of little slippery slopes off of a situation like that.
We work a lot with PR people. We reach out when we're looking for experts in particular industries. How does expertise fall into the society's code of ethics?
Well, it kind of falls into two areas, Mike. One is, as a public relations professional, you are expected to have an expertise in your area of business. And if you're contacted by a reporter, the reporter is going to expect you to have that expertise and to portray it honestly. The other side of that is the expertise that the organization can offer to its members to develop the skill sets that are needed to be successful in the public relations community. Training on everything from diversity to social media to measurement and metrics of campaigns to creative services. And that type of expertise is valuable both to the client or organization that you work for as well as to the public you interact with and the reporters that you interact with.
Are your members from all areas of the public relations industry, private companies, nonprofits, government entities?
You can find just about any sector of business, industry, government that is a member of SCPRSA. I'm in the government sector. We have nonprofit. We have medical. We have higher ed. We have corporate. We have ad agencies. We have independent practitioners. Anybody who is in the business of practicing public relations on one level or another is welcome to join the organization.
Including the governor's spokesperson, maybe the White House?
anybody who is engaged in the business of public relations.
Reba, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you, Mike. Enjoy being here.
Reba Campbell is president of the South Carolina chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.